This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
President Biden is in Brussels for the NATO summit. This morning, he said he wants Europe to know that the U.S. is there for them. Leaders of the NATO nations are looking at the challenges from China and Russia. Russia's Vladimir Putin is dismissing allegations that Moscow is conducting cyber attacks against the U.S. Here's our Sagar Magani.
In an NBC interview, Putin says through an interpreter, Moscow's accused of all kinds of things, like election interference.
Where is the evidence? Where is proof? It's becoming farcical.
He's also denied any Kremlin role in recent ransomware attacks on a major American oil pipeline and the world's biggest meat supplier. President Biden says he'll be addressing cyber attacks when he and Putin meet this week in Geneva.
We're not looking for conflict.
Rather, the president says he wants to find ways of working together when possible, while also holding Russia to account. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Novavax says its COVID vaccine is highly effective. Our Julie Walker's got the latest.
CEO Stanley Erck says the two-shot vaccine is about 90% effective.
Particularly at a time when there are many variants circulating, in fact, mostly variants circulating during the trial.
The trial involved almost 30,000 people.
We had no moderate and no severe cases of COVID in our vaccine trials.
The U.S. already has Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson, and while demand here has dropped off dramatically, the need for more vaccines around the world remains critical.
Thousands of people in Louisiana and Mississippi don't have any power a day after storms rolled through the area. A French company that jointly operates a nuclear plant in China is reporting a potential radioactive leak. CNN says the U.S. does not think there is a severe safety threat. This is AP News. There's a new prime minister in Israel. Here's our Charles de Ledesma with the latest.
Israelis have woken up to a new political landscape after Prime Minister Naftali Bennett secured parliament's backing and ousted longtime leader Benjamin Netanyahu. The new government was sworn in late on Sunday and has started work, with ministers announcing appointments of new ministry directors. On the streets of Jerusalem, there were varying reactions to the news of the new political alignment. Local resident Richard Bell thinks Israelis will know if the arrangement is working or not in little more than 3 months.
We have to give them a chance. We have to give them at least 100 days of grace to see which direction they're headed in.
Bennett and Netanyahu are slated to hold a handover meeting, but without the formal ceremony that traditionally accompanies a changing government. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.